Listener Production.
A promise to cut V-line fares in doubt. Police sick of talking about all these fatalities and the local sporting side getting a national award. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo and this is Western Victoria Local News. Cloudy with a shower or two for central Victoria, partly cloudy and becoming windy in Sunraysia. We're heading for tops of 20 in Mildura and just 16 in Bendigo. Yes, a promise to cut V-line fares is in doubt, according to Victoria's opposition. The Andrews government has said it wants to bring V-line fares into line with metro prices. But there's been a big cost blowout and the proposal might not be viable. Shadow Public Transport Minister Richard Rawdon says country Victorians deserve much better.
Those having to get to the airport, get to Melbourne for business, sporting and cultural events regularly are finding themselves up to 2 hours longer on the road than what they planned because of congestion and breakdowns and chaos. Our public transport needs to be affordable and reliable.
35 people, that's how many have been killed on Victorian roads so far this year. That's one every day. This time last year, a still high 24 lives had been lost on Victorian roads. And while the roads network has copped a hammering from the recent heavy rain, Acting Assistant Commissioner for Road Policing Justin Goldsmith says we can't blame potholes or flood damage for any of the carnage.
The state of the roads and the infrastructure is always, you know, one of the avenues of the investigation, but there isn't anything specifically to say that there's a pattern of the roads have seriously contributed to the trauma that we're seeing.
Grieving families reportedly feel somewhat satisfied now the CEO of Remembrance Park Central Victoria has been stood down, but they still want the problem fixed. Last we heard from RPCV was they were trying to improve communication with families, but we haven't had confirmation the policy against glass and ceramics is being relaxed. A Mildura business owner reckons the town has untapped potential when it comes to al fresco dining. Enjoy Wine restaurant owner Brett Robertson has moved his business back to its old location at the corner of 8th and Madden Avenue, but he reckons the access roads Harrison, Risby and Midgley Lanes offer untapped potential. He's told the Sunraysia Daily he'll be discussing the concept with local council and Mildura Regional Development. It's World Cancer Day tomorrow and Lifeblood is calling on those that can donate to do so. More than 10,000 blood donations are needed every week to support cancer patients and diagnoses are predicted to increase by 22% by 2031. Lifeblood spokesperson Shay Burns says the Mildura Centre wants another 104 people to donate through February and an extra 22 people each day in Bendigo.
It's a great way to support someone living with cancer. Patients often need many transfusions of blood, plasma and platelets throughout their treatment.
Let's look at some sport now in some unfamiliar territory. Sandhurst Football Netball Club will travel to Parliament House next month to accept a runners-up award at the Alcohol and Drug Foundation's Good Sports Awards. The Dragons are being recognised with the National Award for their work to improve players' mental health. Club President Mark O'Farrell says there was a key moment they realised mental health needed to be prioritised.
3 years ago, the football club recognised with what was going on in the community with a bit of COVID stuff around that we had a need to look after the players as far as their mental health goes. There was certain stigma around, which we believe we've broken into that stigma with our players